Hello. Hello.
Hi, Stephen. Sorry about that. We got cut off for some reason.
No, I've just filled out the form there. So I've just finished filling it. I've just finished filling it.
Yeah, I could hear nobody, but it's fine. You're back there now. That's no problem at all.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at the phone going, oh, what happened there? Right, so, yeah, so that's just been sent off.
Right, bear with me just one moment. I'm just going to check that with authorisation, with administrations. Okay, bear with me just one moment.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no worries.
Bear with me. Hi, Stephen. Okay, that's perfectly fine. So we've received the authorisation back. That's great. Okay. What I'm now going to do, just going to get a form of ID and a proof of address to place onto your report. So I'm going to send you out. It will be due to the application WhatsApp on your mobile at all.
WhatsApp? Yeah, I use WhatsApp.
You use that. Okay, brilliant. So administrations have sent you a message via WhatsApp. Can you just click on that for me, please, Stephen?
Okay. Yeah, here we are.
Brilliant. So on there as well is the information to the solicitors. So there will be a web page on there. You can click on all the information's on there. Okay. Once again, I'm your case analyst. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number. You just need to upload a form of ID. Now, it can be a bus pass. It can be a passport, or it can be also a driving license. And as a proof of address, it's just any letter dated within the last 3 months.
Right. I need to go back up to Glasgow soon to get some form of mail, which my dad's looking after.
Have you not got anything within the last 3 months online or anything like that? Do you not have anything that's been placed to you online?
I'll have a wee look. ID, yeah, I've got my passport. Should I normally take a photograph of that, so I think I've got a photograph of that.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find something that's got my address.
Yeah, take your time. Are you able to have a look for that now? Is that okay, just so we can complete your case?
I'll just have a wee look.
Take your time, Stephen. And that's it now. Your case is packaged and complete, and I can get it fired over to the solicitors right away.
I've got all the documents there. Don't seem to have anything personal address details wise.
Okay, do you not get any statements from your bank online or anything? Do you have any? Do you do
I'll just double check, actually. That's an idea. I mostly bank online anyway. Quite often I work worldwide, so that's why I use my dad's address.
I remember you saying you just use your dad's as a correspondent address.
Right. I suppose, more often than not, I tend to spend about 8 months a year outside the UK.
All right, okay. Is that on your boat? Is that correct?
No, I work overseas a lot.
All right, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, yeah. I've got it as part of my bank details. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure there's no sensitive information on there. So make sure there's no personal information on there, Stephen. So if you can.
I'll just make my banking app profile.
Yep. And has it got the address on there of your corresponding address?
Yeah,
that's fine. You can use that. As long as there's no personal information on there, i.e. any bank numbers or anything like that, we don't need to put anything like that onto your report.
No. It's just my name, my address, details, and my phone number.
That's all you need. Yeah, that's all you'll need. And just a form of ID. Fire that through and that's your case completed.
Right. That's not going to allow screenshots. So, we're going to have a wee look here.
If you go on your online bank, if you click on statements, it should allow you to download it. It should allow you to download statement, yeah. Take your time. If you need any help, just let me know.
Download a print statement. So here we are.
Yeah, you just press download and then it should go straight through to your phone for you.
Right, I think I found a way around it that I can do it. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, perfect. Right, I've got the bank heading. I've got my address details that we've got in file.
Yeah,
I just took a screenshot of part of the statement.
Yeah. On the WhatsApp, if you go onto your WhatsApp message that's been sent to you from the administration, there should be a little paper clip on there, and it should be attached.
Yeah, attachment. Yeah.
So that's the one. That's the one. I'll let you know when that's come through, and then we're fully completed then.
Okay. Right, so. Right, all I say I need to find out is my passport now. Do the same thing with that as well.
Yeah, have you got a picture
of
your passport on your phone?
I do have. I just need to find it on my phone.
Yeah, no
problem. I've always got a copy of it in my files.
Of course.
Right, let me find it. That's good. A photograph of the main page.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, I'm going to try to dig it out.
I'll let you know when that's come through, Stephen. Let me know when you've sent it, and then I can get your case completed then.
Okay. Right, back in the WhatsApp. We'll get that set. Right, there you go, been sent.
No problem, I'll just check that on our end, okay?
Yep.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, Stephen, that's come through. We'll get them saved and onto your file. And what I'll do, I'll get that fired over to the legal team right away. Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Brilliant. No problem at all, Stephen. Any problems throughout the whole process, do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number and I'll be able to help you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Tim.
No problem, Stephen. Enjoy the rest of your week now. Just wait for the legal team on his solicitors will contact you in due course. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Stephen. Bye-bye, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If we'd have moved over 5 more inches, I'd have been able to get me can in. I know, seeing you at the window, yeah. Seeing you knock him out. I've seen that she's shown you how much the gap was between that. It's a really dick. Fucking no chance. I ain't debating that you won't be able to get your car in there. You won't be able to open your fucking door, that's for sure. Yeah. No, when the two are parked close to the curb, you can easily fit a car in the middle. He's not parked over the airlines. He's parked next to the WL lines. If it's curb to curb, you're fine. You can fit a car in the central of it, no problem at all. We'll tell you what we'll do. That car's still there by the time we finish. We'll park your car. I'll move my car over right to the curb so you can get yours in and see if you can open your door. If you can, then fair play to you. Yeah. Just for your peace of mind, that's all.
Could you pass that person to Mountain Vicky for you?
You win again for a little time.
And did you say anything to me?